from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, I want to talk about the key takeaways from yesterday's spring game between the Giants and the Diamondbacks, preview today's spring game between the Giants and the Rangers, and then I also just want to talk about some key storylines from thus far in spring. I think that we're seeing some strong evidence of the coaching staff having a tangible influence on several players. And I think that's just like a huge wild card coming into the season. It kind of throws projections out the window when you're talking about fundamentally changing the way players stand at the plate and their approach at the plate and their mechanics, essentially. Like, we have seen specific players, i.e. Justin Turner, JD Martinez, Chris Taylor, Max Muncy, players who were struggling with mediocrity and struggling to hold a place at the major league level. And then they received instruction on swing changes and it absolutely changed their careers and they became different players. And so, you know, what's apparent is that there are several Giants who are at least attempting to undergo such a transformation. And we see tangible evidence of this in specific players in simply the way that their swing is noticeably different. So I want to just elaborate on that on the show. So actually, that's a pretty good place to start. And we'll talk about yesterday's game along the way and also kind of preview today's game. And once again, it's more important about like where guys are playing and maybe the quality of the at-bats versus like analyzing the key moments in the game or even just talking about results. Like, you can have a couple hits, but that doesn't mean the at-bats were the most impressive. So we'll break it down in a relevant to spring training kind of way. But the first thing that caught my eye is this piece by Alex Pavlovich for NBC Sports Bay Area yesterday about Steven Duggar's new swing. Like, I hadn't seen this. I guess I hadn't seen him visually witnessed him taking an at-bat thus far in spring, but Pavlovich posted this video on Instagram of Steven Duggar taking live BP, and the swing is just night and day different, or at least the setup is just night and day different than what it's been in the past. I highly recommend you check this out if you haven't already. He's literally standing in the batter's box, in the very back of the batter's box, with his 2 feet separated by no more than 2 or 3 inches. So his feet are like together and he's standing in the back of the box upright, no real bend in the knees, and just kind of hanging out there pre-pitch, kind of getting loose and comfortable. And then as the pitch comes in, he takes a big stride towards the ball. So on first glance, it does look a lot like the stance, the new stance from last year of Cody Bellinger. Now, to be clear, I am not suggesting that simply standing that way is going to make Steven Duggar into Cody Bellinger. But what's so relevant and interesting about this is that he is just one of a number of Giants who are working with these new hitting coaches, and these techniques have proven to be successful with other players. And so you just kind of have to throw projections out the window a little bit, not to say that everyone's going to outperform their projections. That is not what I'm saying. But what it does mean is that the likelihood of that happening is dramatically increased. Because if you're Buster Posey or Brandon Crawford or Evan Longoria or whoever, Wilmer Flores, Yolmer Sanchez, if you don't change anything, we have a tremendous amount of data to suggest you are who you are. And that's not at all surprising. I mean, so you can go into the season and you didn't make any real adjustments, maybe slight tweaks that you thought of on your own. But, you know, the evidence is such that we shouldn't expect any dramatic changes to your projections coming into the upcoming season. We should consider the fact that you're a year older, In some cases, that means you might project to be better if you're more entering your prime. But if you're an older player, it probably means we expect you to be a little bit worse. But when you're completely overhauling your mechanics at the plate, that changes things. And so, no, it's not going to work for every single player. We're not going to just add on 10 or 20% improved offense for every player here. But the point is, we have real evidence of players breaking out after undergoing these exact types of changes. And so it's 100% something to look out for. And it's 100% for me, from my perspective, something to be excited about if you're a Giants fan. Because frankly, Steven Duggar needed to make adjustments. Like, he really has struggled offensively ever since, you know, debuting in the major leagues, and it's been a struggle for him. And so to see him make dramatic changes is a good thing. And it's something that for many years when this was happening with other teams, it was frustrating that the Giants weren't really embracing this. And that's why, you know, Farhan Zaidi being brought in, Bobby Evans being fired, it wasn't just about Farhan Zaidi. It was about these types of changes that come along with a front office that is trying to be as cutting edge as possible. Because we had witnessed in the National League West a team that was more embracing of these new techniques, and it was clearly working for them. I mean, the Dodgers have just, you know, Justin Turner became a star after working privately with a hitting instructor to change his swing. Max Muncy went from being a nobody in the A's system and a minor leaguer with them into being a star. Chris Taylor went from being a nobody with the Mariners organization to being a really quality player. Cody Bellinger made some swing changes last year and became the National League MVP. So all across baseball, it's not just the Dodgers. Even last offseason, Hunter Pence kind of did this same thing where he worked with private instructors to redesign his swing, and it led to a big breakout season and breakout. I mean, he was struggling big time with the Giants towards the end of that deal, and last year was a huge resurgence for him. So it's not just Duggar who's doing this. Several Giants, I mean, they're all working. These are their hitting coaches now. And so if any of them want help, which from everything I've seen, that's pretty much all of them have been open to this stuff, then, you know, the sky's the limit for how much this stuff can help these guys. So I want to reemphasize that I am not promising that this is going to work for a single player. But what I am promising is that the chances of it happening are much higher than it would have been if they just did nothing. Because, and that should be obvious, that doing nothing, we shouldn't expect any significant changes. But utilizing the latest data and technology to improve swings, essentially, has real promise. And we've seen it all around baseball that it's worked. So anyway, coming up in the second half of the show, we'll just wrap up that discussion. And I also want to talk a little bit about what went down in yesterday's game between the Giants and the Diamondbacks. And I also want to preview today's game in terms of who's starting where, because I think it is relevant to look at those starters at the various positions. So that's all coming up next. But first, okay, as promised here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about kind of wrapping up this discussion about the new innovative coaching staff and then look at what happened in yesterday's game and preview today's game against the Rangers. So what I wanted to say to wrap up this discussion is that it's not just the hitters too. And again, it's not just Duggar. We've heard this from Posey, Crawford, Longoria, Belt, Yolmer Sanchez, Billy Hamilton. They're all kind of working with these hitting instructors to get the most out of what they can be at the major league level. And that's just exciting because it has clearly worked for other players around the game. And we have yet to see this kind of strategy from the Giants until right now. And so it's an exciting new time for the Giants, and it will be fascinating to see how this all unfolds. Can they get breakthrough performance from some of these guys? And another guy I failed to mention there was Jalen Davis, who might be their biggest project of all. They keep saying and have made it very clear that they think he could be a breakout type performer who has huge power to unlock if he can only just get to it in games. So if they can do that, I mean, what a huge accomplishment that would be. And that would just help the Giants so much if he could become a good player for them. So anyway, it's also happening on the pitching side. They have, you know, using the latest technologies, they're helping pitchers hone their craft, design pitches so it can be the best pitch possible for them in terms of spin efficiency to get the most movement, to get the most differentiation between velocity, like on a fastball and a changeup, to get whatever, however they want it to be. And it's fascinating, and it's a little bit over my head, like exactly how they design these pitches. There was somebody a few weeks ago, I read, they were talking about, Kapler, I think, was talking about a specific player, and he was saying, yeah, we want him to change the shape of his slider. Like, we're working on the shape of his slider, and he's done a good job making that adjustment, and the shape looks really good. So that's some next level stuff. I mean, they, ahead of time, without just needing to necessarily experiment, already have a clue as to, you know, this specific player has these good pitches, but we think his curveball or his slider would be even better if he changed, if he altered the shape of it, and that would make it more effective. That is some next level stuff, in my opinion. And if you look around the game, and if you're like an old school team that just doesn't buy into any of this stuff, and your pitching coach is just a traditional pitching coach who just, without any real data to fall back on, may make suggestions about what pitch to throw and when to throw it and how to throw it, you are completely falling behind if you're going up against a team now like the Giants, who is utilizing all this data and technology in order to implement these changes with their pitchers. I just don't think there's any doubt about that an organization that embraces all the information that they can, including like scouting information. It doesn't mean we just throw that out completely, but data is a powerful thing. And so if you're just turning a blind eye to that, then you're going to fall behind. And that's what had happened to the Giants, but now they are finally catching up. So it's an exciting time, in my opinion. We've heard from pitchers like Drew Smyly talked about one of the reasons he signed here was for this reason exactly. He said, I knew they were going to give me really good tools to succeed. And I think we heard something similar from Kevin Gausman as well. So anyway, switching gears to yesterday's game, I just wanted to point out Hunter Pence made his Cactus League debut. He went 1-for-2 with a rocket single up the middle. Austin Slater started in center field. I think that's probably more just they're giving guys reps at various positions that they wouldn't start at, but just so they have some familiarity there if they were ever needed to fill in a pinch. Mauricio Dubon went 2-for-3. He just continues his torrid spring. Zach Greene, whose swing looks really different to me than it looked last year when he debuted with the Giants. He's definitely implemented a different swing, and it looks to me to be built for power, and indeed he hit a 3-run homer in yesterday's game. Lastly from this game, on the pitching side, Jeff Samardzija allowed the first run by a Giants starting pitcher all spring, and they've played 11 games. So very impressive run by the starting pitchers. Samardzija allows a run, but it was just one run. So what a start to the spring for Giants starters. Tyler Rogers pitched another scoreless inning. I've been impressed with how he's looked against left-handed pitchers. He's just commanding the ball up and in, which we've heard was a goal of his to throw up and in, including with the slider to lefties. And when I've seen him pitch, he's just spotting that location with his pitches, and that's impressive, and he has yet to allow a run. Same with Harlan Garcia, who had another strong outing yesterday. Andrew Triggs, kind of someone we haven't talked about a lot, but a former Oakland starter, but now, you know, fighting for a bullpen spot with the Giants, he went one inning and struck out the side. They have so much depth here, but he's just one of the guys fighting for a bullpen spot. And lastly today, I just wanted to point out that the Giants are going with Steven Duggar in left, Billy Hamilton in center, and Mike Yastrzemski in right. And it just dawned on me how great of a defensive outfield that is. I doubt that we'll hardly ever see that configuration, because I think Dickerson and Pence are likely to get the vast majority of plate appearances in left field, assuming health, which we probably shouldn't do for either of those guys. So we definitely could see this configuration, but interesting to see. Just, I mean, that is a tremendous defensive outfield when you have Billy Hamilton and Steven Duggar both together out there, and then Yastrzemski is no slouch either. So that just stood out to me. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Caspick. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.